The Christian Post is reporting on a new survey that states churches losing youth long before college. The article goes on to state, the Bible calls the church the body of Christ. Today that body is bleeding profusely, says Christian author and well-known speaker. Quote, the next generation of believers is draining from the churches, and it is causing me great personal and professional concern, unquote, said Ken Ham, founder and president of Answers in Genesis. Hoping to shed light on what he believes is a monumental problem, Ham enlisted the services of America's Research Group to study why young people were leaving. The results, published in Already Gone, will shake many churches to their very core. For Christian churches across the country, this is a moment of truth. I recently spoke with Ken Ham about his book, Already Gone, and specifically about this survey.
It comes down to the fact that these young people no longer really believe the Bible. They question the Bible. They doubt the Bible. They weren't taught apologetics. They weren't taught how to defend the Christian faith. Most of our Sunday school programs teach Bible stories. Our youth group, Bible studies, it's to do with the Bible, doctrinal things, spiritual things, moral things, relationships. But we're not teaching them how to answer the skeptical questions of this age. We're not teaching the Bible as real history, connecting it to reality. Apologetics is missing from our churches in a big way. And this survey showed that that's really what's happened. You know, 1 Peter 3:15 says, always be prepared to give an answer for the hope that is in us. Answers, because there are questions, because there are accusations, and there are questions, there are accusations against the Bible in this day and age. And we're not teaching generations that they can stand on God's authority. 90% of them are going to public schools where they've been taught millions of years evolution. God has been thrown out of the system in the public schools. Christianity is taught against. God has nothing to do with reality. And at school, they get the idea to learn real stuff about dinosaur bones, real stuff about the world, and they come along to church, and to them, church is not real. The Bible's not real. It's sort of this pie-in-the-sky religion. And the problem is, in the majority of churches, majority in this nation, our Sunday school teachers, they're not trained to teach. They're volunteers, maybe dedicated sacrificial people, but their one qualification is they volunteer. And we haven't spent time training them. And they don't know how to answer the skeptical questions of this age. And when the kids come along and ask questions about, well, dinosaurs, millions of years, evolution, whatever, usually the answer is, sadly, well, I don't know, Johnny, and you can believe that. It doesn't matter. In fact, that's what the survey showed. They're more likely at Sunday school to have heard an authority figure tell them you can believe in millions of years of evolution, and that then strengthens that doubt that they have. And what we found is not just creation apologetics, it's general Bible apologetics as well as creation apologetics. Most of our adults in our churches, let alone our kids, don't know how to answer questions about, well, why 66 books? Where did the Bible come from? How do we know there's a God? What does it mean that the Bible is inspired? What does it mean that Jesus is God? I mean, how do you answer basic questions about Christianity? Most can't do it. And then, of course, the questions of this age. Noah couldn't fit all the animals on the ark. Therefore, you know, you can't trust the Bible. There never was a global flood. Millions of years, Big Bang, evolution. Most people in our churches can't answer those questions to be able to...
Well, that was an interview that I recently conducted with Ken Ham from Answers in Genesis. You can listen to that interview in its entirety by going to sermonaudio.com/knowingthetruth or by going to www.knowingthetruth.org. A Moment of Truth is a cultural commentary provided by the Knowing the Truth Radio Ministry.